right. So let's talk about entirely different kinds of rockets now. The ones designed to launch into space for science, exploration, even tourism. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos announced today that he's bringing his private aerospace startup Blue Origin to Cape Canaveral, Florida, near NASA's Kennedy Space Center, former home base of the shuttle program. Pat Duggins joins us. He's news director at Alabama Public Radio, but he reported from Orlando for 14 years and still follows the space industry. Pat, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Megan. How are you?
I'm great. So Jeff Bezos' announcement about Blue Origin, what does it mean for the Orlando area, for Space Coast in general? Because after the shuttle program shut down, thousands of jobs were lost.
Well, that was a problem that NASA faced at the Kennedy Space Center because that center, as you said, launched rockets. That's all. The Johnson Space Center in Houston, that's where the astronauts live. NASA still has astronauts. They're okay. Washington, that's the headquarters. That's where the bureaucrats live. They're still bureaucrats for NASA, so they're okay. So Kennedy Space Center has been looking for a long time to kind of like reinvent itself into this era of commercial rocketry, and what Bezos has in mind is a step in that direction.
Yeah, I see that he says he's going to bring some 300 jobs as part of the initiative. But Blue Origin will not only launch rockets from Cape Canaveral. Bezos says they also plan to manufacture the equipment there. Here he is at the announcement today.
And one of the unique things about what we're going to do here in Florida, we're not just launching from here, we're building here.
So there's an entire sort of space exploration ecosystem there already in Florida. That must be good news for the Space Coast that there's going to be building going on with Blue Origin.
It's a big change from when the space shuttle program went away. Now, make no mistake, big business means they're going to be watching every dollar. So we're talking hundreds of jobs being brought in as opposed to the thousands that were there back, you know, during the heyday of the space shuttle program. Also, Bezos rockets won't be going into orbit like SpaceX and Elon Musk. It's just going to be these little bitty hops to the very rim of space, and then it would fall back down to Earth.
Mm. Pat, just let's take a step back here for a second and nerd out a bit, because I see that Blue Origin is going to be using Launch Complex 36. At Cape Canaveral, and that's a pretty historic one. Some of the first American spacecraft to ever visit other planets were launched from there.
That's that number of them, you know, number of those launches did start from there. And it's kind of interesting he's calling his rocket New Shepard because the orbital path that he's taking just to the rim of space and then back down into the Atlantic is kind of like what astronaut Alan Shepard did along with Gus Grissom back in the day.
Mm. So, Pat, talk to us a little bit more about these private aerospace companies. I mean, there's Blue Origin now, SpaceX, obviously, the other big one. How have they been changing that part of Florida, or have they even begun to sort of bridge the gap in terms of what NASA left behind?
It's kind of like dunking your toe in the water a little bit, because the big deal is how much does it cost to put a pound of anything into orbit? Back when the shuttle was flying, it was $3,000 to put that pound into orbit. So if you had a big breakfast, hey, you're really hitting up the taxpayers for some money. What they're trying to do is lower that cost, and as the cost comes down, then regular folks, you, me, Peter, whoever, could actually buy a ticket to go up on one of these Bezos rockets where you would go up to the rim of space, throw up for a while, maybe 3 minutes, and then come right back down. As the price comes down, it becomes more reasonable for just about anybody to try and take a trip into space.
Okay, but we're still a long, long ways away from that, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And, you know, the problems that was, you know, with Virgin Galactic, you know, the explosion they had during that launch. It you got to start somewhere. I mean, back during the early days of passenger flight, the government subsidized most of it, and then all of a sudden you had your Pan Ams and your Eastern saying, oh, well, we can make a buck at this, and then all of a sudden it grew into the industry that we all use today.
But so do you think that that's where really the focus is going to be? I mean, for Blue Origin, I think this is what Bezos has said, that they're going to look into space tourism first, but SpaceX is partnering already with NASA in order to sort of be the workhorse to get supplies up and down to the International Space Station. I mean, somewhere in there, they all see a profit. You've been following space for so long. Do you think that this could potentially be a profitable private sector industry someday?
Well, if anybody ever dragged you to the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey.
I didn't have to get dragged, just so you know.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, me too. There you go. Kindred spirits. Anyway, if you look at the beginning of that movie, the space station there was operated by Hilton, and the shuttle that carried up Haywood Floyd was operated by Pan Am. So even back in 1968, you had Arthur C. Clarke and Stanley Kubrick thinking maybe low Earth orbit is where business could actually make a buck at it, and then the professional astronauts, the NASAs, if you were, would go ahead and fly off and explore, you know, the moon, Mars, whatever. So it we're making baby steps in that general direction, bringing that cost of launching a pound into orbit. That's a really big deal. But obviously, you know, you've got Bezos interested in it. You've got Elon Musk interested in it. Sierra Nevada out in Colorado, they want to launch their own version of a shuttle on an Atlas V rocket, which was built not coincidentally here in Alabama. So everybody seems to be just moving in that general direction.
Well, Pat Duggins is the news director for Alabama Public Radio. He covered space for NPR for 14 years. He's also the author of 2 books on NASA. Pat, I have to say, you were the voice of the space shuttle on public radio for us for so many years. It's great to talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Meghna, very much.